Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff.
Make sure you've got your plans in place, and if not, it's time to get them going. Old West Days in Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering is in Valentine next week, April 25th through 28th. It is a big switch from the previous 30 years when it was held in October, but this is a brand new fresh start for the next 30 years, so to speak. April 25th through 28th for Old West Days in Valentine. Same great event, it's just a different date, folks. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, ag events. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Visit them online at tsln.com. And a big thank you going out to DeGrand Angus' 50th annual bull sale, which was had last Friday at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. Concentrating on the basics, thanks again to DeGrand Angus and their 50th annual bull sale for advertising here on The Good Stuff. Welcoming a new sponsor to The Good Stuff program, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board in Valentine, Nebraska, promoting Cherry County. Did you know that the Niobrara River, right near Valentine, is voted as the number one river adventure in the Midwest and also one of the top 10 canoe rivers in the country? You might want to check that out at visitvalentine.com. And be sure to check out the list of 50 things to do in Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, visitvalentine.com. Something during the month of April here in Cowboy Poetry Month from the Open Range book by Jack Ostergaard out of central Nebraska. This is called Knives, The Cutting Edge by Jack Ostergaard. Most ranchers I've ever known have always carried a knife, and of all the tools he owns, it's the most essential to his life. With this knife, he can put together most any prolapsed cow with a little bit of cotton string and pure cowboy know-how. He may also use it to scrape manure off his jeans and in an emergency to open a can of beans. He uses it for castration or just to set and whittle, to core or peel an apple, or trim his fingernails a little. It's good for digging splinters from the top rail of a fence or even cut a thistle if he has to in a pinch. You can overhaul broken tack when you've just survived a wreck. Its uses are as limited as your ingenuity, by heck. Some cowboys have been known to use their pocket knife to cut plum blossoms for a bouquet to take home to their wife. With this simple tool, you can relieve a bloated cow about 4 inches from the hip bone, left side, remember now. You can do a C-section or even do a water belly, or spear a slice of bread and spread with butter and with jelly. I've seen some cowboys use one when they need to clean their teeth or to open up an abscess, cut it deep from underneath. You'll rarely find a cowboy without one in his pocket, along with nails and staples, but it's not far from us to knock it. It's something he uses often, but very rarely cleans, because it seems to be sufficient just to wipe it on his jeans. Jack Ostergaard. I'm going to finish up on the program today with those things from Mike McFarland, who was sent into Jim Thompson here a while back. And these are some words of wisdom out there, some things to think about, I guess. Hang in there. Retirement is only 30 years away. Well, that doesn't sound all that great. Go the extra mile. It makes your boss look like an incompetent slacker. A snooze button is a poor substitute for no alarm clock at all. And when going gets tough, the tough take a coffee break. Indecision is the key to flexibility, so remember that one. And also, succeed in spite of management. Aim low, reach your goals, avoid disappointment. Just some things to think about here. Workplace inspirations for you, sent in by Mike McFarland. A couple of things that I thought was entertaining here, some airline cabin announcements. When you know when you're getting ready to go on an air flight somewhere and they come on there and they make those announcements. And this was sent in from James Yochum for the Good Stuff program. On a Southwest flight, of course, Southwest has no assigned seating. You just sit where you want. Passengers were apparently having a hard time choosing when a flight attendant announced, people, we're not picking out furniture here. Find a seat and get in it. And on a Continental flight, I'm not even sure they're around anymore, with a very senior flight attendant crew, the pilot said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached cruising altitude and will be turning down the cabin lights. This is for your comfort and to enhance the appearance of your flight attendants." If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it. It could show up right here on the Good Stuff.